Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me, I have Amy Caldwell, our Community Outreach Coordinator for the Heartland CASA. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
How are you doing?
I am doing great.
Well, I know you guys are busy, so let's get this party started. What's happening?
We are extremely busy, as always, but this month, in April, it is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So, an ugly topic, but obviously deserves a ton of awareness.
Yes, it does.
So, we have a lot of things going on this month. Some things have already happened, and then looking forward to big stuff next month as well. So, we did... We did celebrate, that sounds bad, but there was a memorial held on Friday for Diana Molina. If people remember, she was tragically abused in 2003 at the age of 2 and unfortunately lost her life due to that abuse. So in partnership with ACAP, the Association for Child Abuse Prevention in Grand Island, gathering together every year just to make sure that she's not forgotten. And on a happier note in that topic, during the month of April, ACAP also does Daisies for Diana. Mm-hmm. You can buy bundles of daisies just to bring a little cheer and just help Diana's memory live on. We have sign-up forms at Heartland CASA. Call us and we'll help walk you through ordering, payment, etc.
How much are they a bunch?
$7 a bundle.
Okay.
Yep. And
They're so cheery.
Yeah. And most people buy a couple bundles. I'm going to buy a couple and put them on the dining room table. You know, it's just a happy way to remember something sad.
Something sad that, you know, a lot of good had to come out of it. I mean, awareness, definitely.
Absolutely. It's unfortunate and it's tragic, but that's part of what places like CASA and ACAP and so many other nonprofit organizations do is raise awareness to the horrible things that unfortunately many children and other people are affected by. And that's, we're here to try and end that.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was working at Health and Human Services and I went to that little girl's wake. And I'll never forget it.
I'll say
it. But that's why the daisies, you know, because they're so cheery. Mm-hmm. They're just a cheerful flower and they're white. And I love that, the purity of it. And so in her memory, we're going to do that.
$7
a bunch?
Yeah.
No big deal.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to do that. Now, what else is going on?
So also, in addition to it being Child Abuse Prevention Month, it is also... 2025 marks 30 years of Heartland CASA serving Grand Island.
Wow, 30 years.
Yes, 30 years. Wow. You know, and we celebrate that as a huge accomplishment and how amazing that is that we've been able to help so many people for so long. But in the back of your mind, you kind of think, wouldn't it be great if we didn't have to do that, you know? And that's what Child Abuse Prevention Month is about, is raising that awareness and hoping and wishing and working towards a day where we don't have to do child abuse prevention efforts because it doesn't exist anymore.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Work yourself out of a job. That's the best way possible.
I mean, if that's what it results in, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Wow, 30 years. Well, at least we have you guys out in our community and we're telling the world about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a really big month with child abuse prevention. And, you know, with that 30-year mark for CASA, we're doing everything big this year. We have Go Big Give coming up in just under a month. And so we're celebrating that we've been here for 30 years and we have a ton of stuff going on. So we're really trying to just amp up not only the awareness of child abuse, but the awareness of CASA and how important it is to have CASA in the community and to have volunteers who are willing to be a court-appointed special advocate for the kids who have been abused and neglected.
Yeah, I agree. Wonderful. I'm so glad you came in and that our listeners can hear about what the Heartland CASA is doing for our community. And how many counties do you cover?
We cover Hall, Howard, Hamilton, and Merrick counties.
All right. Well, and you have, okay, so April is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes, ma'am.
Go Big Give is coming up next month, very soon. 30 years you guys have been in this community. What a blessing. Is there anything else that I'm missing?
I just want to kind of reiterate, you know, that 30 years is really special to us, and we hope that the community will come out and celebrate with us during Go Big Give. We're having an open house for that at our office. Stop by and come see us. There will be treats and goodies. You can chat with staff, volunteers, board members, etc. But the big thing that we're doing for Go Big Give, we have two co-occurring events. We will be at Big Red Treats all day long. I know, so delicious. I'm going to have to get my husband to bring the kiddos. But we'll be there all day long, and they're generously donating a portion of sales from the entire day back to CASA, which is huge. And then we're bringing Hangry's food truck out of Minden down to our office.
I've never heard of them. Did you say their name is Hangry's?
Yep. His motto, come hangry, leave happy.
That's brilliant. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, so he's also donating a portion of proceeds, and they have a ton of really delicious looking food. I have not had it yet, but a lot of people I've heard talk about it. He's been around town a few times, but what's cool is it's a pop-up type thing, so you never know where he's going to be. So for us to get him to come, you know, be in front of CASA that day, that even shows his support of the work that we do and how important it is.
I love that. And he has pop-ups. That's very cool. And I kind of like that. You have to follow him like on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram to see where he's going to be.
Yep.
Well, this is fantastic. Now, is that the day of Go Big Give?
Yep, it will be on Go Big Give Day, which is May 1st. The food truck will be from about 10 to 6, and Big Red Treats is 1 to 9.
Okay. All right, so where is the food truck going to be?
The food truck will be at our office, CASA, 506 West 3rd Street.
Fantastic. I'll get over there.
Yeah, so come get food and then walk right down 3rd Street and get your dessert at Big Red Treats.
I know. This is perfect.
Yeah.
You betcha. All right. Well, Amy, it's always a pleasure having you come in and be on the show. I love it. We always have a lot of fun, too.
I really appreciate you having me back.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.